I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and friend Simon Constable, writing for Barron's and Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications. Right now I'm calling on him as an Englishman who has experience voting in general elections called GE in the UK. 29 days till the July 4th vote. Maybe it's irony that they're voting for a change of government on the day that the U.S. celebrates its liberty from the king. In any event, these are days filled with ceremony. The king and the Prince of Wales and leaders from across the NATO are gathering in Normandy in the next days to celebrate the 80th anniversary since D-Day. At the same time in the U.K., there is not a battle. There's a debate. And the debate underway between two gentlemen, Keir Starmer, the leader of the opposition, the significant opposition, Labour. That's spelled with a U, the English way. And the Tories, the Conservatives, led by Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister. There's been a debate. And looking at the Tory Telegraph, the Sunak did very well. The polls tell us a story, however, that it was a tie or near to a tie. Keir Starmer is a man who was chosen to lead Labour away from the valley of ruin that created by Jeremy Corbyn's anti-Semitism. Keir Starmer is a barrister, an attorney in U.S. terms. He presents himself as solid. At the same time, he's extremely cautious. And in the debate, Simon, what I heard from the day after is that Keir Starmer has to make one theme again and again and again. Change, 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 change. Rishi Sunak, however, has to defend 14 years of misrule by the Tories. What is your measure of the first debate? There'll be several more.
Well, I think it's very clear that Rishi Sunak did very well in this debate, far better than people expected. So the debate side of it, when people who voted in the 2019 election who were Conservatives, 60% of them were in favor of Rishi Sunak, saying he'd really done very well, and only 33% thought Keir Starmer had done well. And part of that is that although they're very similar personality-wise, Rishi has a little bit more flamboyance than does Keir Starmer. He's really the antithesis of flamboyant. He's very cool, calm, measured in what he's doing. But you're right, saying change, change, change again. And there's some interesting comments going around on the bottom of stories about this debate, one of which is really Rishi needs to take a sledgehammer instead of eating away at the credibility of Keir Starmer. I don't know if he's got to do that. He's not, you know, if it was Boris Johnson, I know that Boris Johnson would take the equivalent of a very flamboyant sledgehammer and go knocking. We'll see with Rishi, but it is impressive. Now, when you take the wider poll, basically, on things, it looks like Keir Starmer is way in advance. But still, it's a good start on this debating stuff for Sunak, and who knows, he might be able to turn it around. But there's been a lot of missteps by the Conservative Party over the last decade or so, and it's hard to get away from those. And that happens to any government. That happens to Labour governments. That happens to Conservative governments. And there haven't really been many others in the last 100 years that aren't one of those two parties. So we'll see what happens. But it's going to be a tough fight, and I think they're both going to keep fighting right to the end, including Rishi. He's not given up already. That's clear.
Taxes. I don't know if it has the same weight in the UK that it has in the US because your tax burden is much heavier. You have excise taxes in all directions. And UK does, not you, Simon. You've moved to France and you have a different regimen. But in any event, one thing that comes through in the debate is that Rishi Sunak made it very clear that if Starmer is your leader, he's going to raise every household taxes £2,000. Starmer did not have a response. We learned from the Telegraph this morning that information came from a senior member of Treasury to the Prime Minister, and he used it in the first debate. Is that definitive in Britain the way it would be here? If you elect Labour, you're going to have to pay higher taxes. Does that move votes?
I think it does. I think it does move votes if it's true. Asking someone from the Treasury, though, you know, what would the extra tax be per person for this measure is often given in a quick estimate. It's not necessarily done very thoroughly. Now, I do know that once a party gets control of the House of Commons, they can have a budget, which is what it's called. They take their budget, and they basically just have to get it passed by their own members. If they've got the majority, they'll be in government. They just swish the mandate through Parliament, and the House of Lords basically will sign off on it, and then it goes to the King, and then it will be law. So it can be done very quickly if Keir Starmer wants that. And they have a 5-year term of office maximum. They can take it away sooner if they want to go for an election sooner, if they've got some good news or whatever. So it's possible, it's very possible, it's well within possible, if Keir Starmer and his party want to raise taxes, they will be able to do it.
Immigration. Rishi Sunak is standing by the Rwanda plan, though it hasn't been acted upon. Keir Starmer does not seem to have a plan about immigration. You're correct that it's a big story in the EU. Is it also a big story in this UK election?
Absolutely. It's not immigration per se. It's illegal immigration, uncontrolled immigration. So obviously, Britain is a smallish sized country compared to, as I mentioned, France or Germany, certainly a tiny fraction of what Ukraine would be. And there's a heck of a lot of people living in the southeast of the country. So the services that are required, like there being houses or apartments to rent or to buy, there simply are not enough of them. There are not enough doctors around. There are not enough dentists around. The water sewage system is overloaded at the moment. The electrical grid looks like it's going to be overloaded fairly soon. So we've got a lot of problems, and it's affecting everybody. I don't think this is a racist element in this sort of influx of people. I think it's the worry about, really, we haven't got the infrastructure to take many more people in the UK at the moment. That is the big issue. And yes, it's front and center with every party, and it should be, because it's really upsetting people. And at the same time, there's also a skills shortage. So it's not about just the numbers of people. It's about who's coming in. Is someone's coming in with knowledge of artificial intelligence and can program and fit in and integrate? Or is it someone who may or may not basically live off the state for a while? And Britain, it got into some very deep debt after the financial crisis, and really getting to the point where more money is going to be hard to borrow in the international markets, and that would not be good. So whoever wins, Rishi or Keir Starmer, it's going to be very, very hard. They're going to be very, very hard pressed.
Simon Constable in the south of France. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.